great to be able to bring the word this morning. And as Pastor Dean said, that what is awesome about today is that it is the end of 2023, but it is also the start of the week, which is bringing in 2024. And I love that this moment that we get to come and gather and worship, be with each other and be able to praise and look to God and be able to give Him all the praise and glory. And this, I'm not sure about what your inbox, if you've been checking that, or your text messages have been like, but mine have been inundated by Surge Fitness. Anyone else where... There is, it's that time of year, right? Where has everyone else received this, or is it just me? They're like, Michelle, it's time, right? It's just me, you reckon? Well, listen, there is a bit of truth in that. I need to frequent there a little bit more. But what I did see was this quote, which was quite funny this week, where it says, the only carrots that I'm interested in, she goes, I'm not dieting, the only carrots that I'm interested in is the ones that are in a diamond. Anyone else in here? And there was another one, I am not worrying about cholesterol because I drive too fast. Anyone else in here? There was a few fun ones out there about worry, and don't worry about those things, just worry about, you know, those carrots and diamonds and all this stuff. But as we come to 2024 and the cusp of a new year, I'm not sure where you sit with what has been held in 2023. But this morning, we're going to open up God's Word, and we're going to look at some of these teachings that Jesus has been speaking to a crowd, to multitudes that have gathered to be able to hear what He would say to them. And that if you're in this room and you know Jesus and you've been following Jesus, that Jesus was speaking to His followers, to His disciples. You might be here new and you've come in from either a carols or a Christmas Eve. It's so great that you're here and welcome to church, and it's awesome that we get to journey together. But these words of what Jesus speaks to us, they're words that no matter where we are on the journey, whether it's the first day in church or it's many years traveled, He speaks these words to us that for each one of us, as we like to describe here at True North, that we're all on a journey. Each one of us walking this journey of faith, hearing what Christ would say to us and being able to have that in our lives transforming us, that we would become more and more like Jesus. And over here in Jesus' teaching, that He's teaching the crowd this really important lesson, and one that I think that was obviously being able to communicate to the crowd there on that hill all those years ago, and which is so relevant for us today as well. And He speaks of these, while He's speaking these Sermon on the Mounts, and He's speaking of these teachings, what is the overarching teaching, what He's speaking to these people, that as followers, as those that are saying, Jesus, I want to follow after You. We're all living our lives and all have different settings on where we're placed. But the overarching of what he's sharing and teaching at that time is that we would have lives that would hold His values, be able to have His principles, and have the life of Jesus more and more dominate our lives. I'm not sure about you, but sometimes the things of this world would want to take place and dominate in my life. But what I've learned and what I've been hearing in these words this week as preparing is what Jesus' teachings, His principles, His values as followers, as those that are like, what is faith? What is it about if you're here for the first time and new to church? Is about learning how do we adapt more of who Jesus is, that we will become more transformed by Him. Does that sound good? Are we ready for that? All right, can I pray for us as we open up the Word? Lord, I do thank You that in this space, that Jesus, that You are, Your words that You spoke all that time ago, that they are alive, and that in us today as we hear them, I pray that we would be transformed a little bit more, Lord, into the likeness of who You are, Jesus. That, Lord, less of this world would be evident in our lives, and that, Lord, today that there would be a little bit more of who You are, in Your words, according to Your truth, be dominant in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. So we're going to open up in Matthew 6. If you have your Bibles, you can open up over there. If not, we have them on the screen there for us. And what Jesus is teaching here is talking about seeking first the kingdom of God. And we're going to read that in verse 25. It says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, what you'll wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" In that moment, it'd be quite good. I was thinking about this in this worry. And then would we agree, does many people in this room worry about things? If only worry would add an hour to our lives, we'd be living long, long, long lives. That would be me anyhow. But what Jesus is saying here is see that this crowd that is gathered all those years ago, what was relevant at that time was this concern, this worry, these things that were on their mind that they were catching and taking hold of their lives, which was this thing called worry. And he's speaking to them and he's saying, do not worry about those things. In the word here in the Bible, it says mammon, these material things. Do not worry about what you'll wear and what you'll eat and what you'll drink, the clothes that you're going to put on. He says, do not worry about those things. Do not worry about these material things that sometimes that we get caught up in worrying too much about. We spend time thinking about, you know, I'm not sure about you, but sometimes at lunchtime, I'm thinking, now, what am I going to cook for dinner? Anyone else? And you're thinking, like, what is in the fridge? Generally nothing. I have to go to the shop. I've got to buy the food. What is the food? Who's home for dinner? All these things. And it takes up a lot of time. Worrying, concerning. If only I was one of those people, maybe in my new year, I'll be one of those people that, you know, plan out their meals for the week. That would be a life goal. I am not that person. I'm very spontaneous. If I plan on Monday what I'm going to eat on Wednesday, Wednesday comes, I'm like, I want something else. So then, who's planning that? Some amazing people. But he says here, and what he says then, and what he says to us today, do not worry. Your life is more important than those things. That do not worry about what you'll eat and what you'll wear and what you'll drink. Do not worry about those things. That life is more than these things. And he says it there again. I'll read it out for you. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. Do not worry about those things. That life is more important about that. And if we think about that area of things that we worry about, even in this moment, you might have concerns and worries. And what 23 has held might have been a challenging year filled with things that have caused concern, caused anxiety, caused worry in our life. But what Jesus is saying here, that your life is important, that your life is more than that, that do not worry about those things, that we can spend sometimes a lot of time thinking and worrying about these things that sometimes consume our lives, where we take up the time in worrying about these things, and what's left over is not a lot of time to be able to think about those things that are really important. Think about those things that are spiritual. Think about those things that about God and about Jesus and about those things that make our lives better. That we get caught up where our attention is sometimes turned to these things that will bring worry and concern to our life. And not one of those things will add any time to our life. It goes on in verse 28. It says, "And why do you worry about your clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows what you need knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus is addressing this concern about worry. And I was looking up the stats here in Australia about anxiety and concern here in Australia. And it was saying there's this percentage of 1 in 5 people have anxiety. That equates to something like it is 3.4 million people. So this is a very real thing where there is concern, there is anxiety, there is these things that, would you agree that if you've experienced this, can be somewhat crippling at times when you have that worry and that concern, where you can't think beyond it, you can't move beyond it, where it just gets hold of you. And what Jesus is saying here is that, don't you know how much more God is interested in those things that you're concerned about? That so much more. He says that field that is here today and gone tomorrow, in all its splendor, in all its color, in all the array of how he dresses that, how much more is he going to look after you? That even King Solomon couldn't dress, I don't know what King Solomon's dressing in, but he couldn't dress as well as what God was able to do in the fields of those flowers. That perspective here, that in our, what can cause us to be concerned and worry, is this looking at, in my life, when I think about these things that sometimes I get caught up in worrying about or concerned about, it can bring this tunnel vision that grabs hold of me, and I cannot see outside of that. But in the light of this scripture, and what Jesus is teaching us, is that look at this picture. God, who is able to dress the fields, who is able, has anyone seen a starving bird out there? There is no birds that I've seen that are starving. They all eat well. He feeds the birds. How much more does he know what we need? How much more does he know what we're going through? And that perspective of shifting our attention off what these things that will cause us to worry, cause us to concern, onto a God who is able to be able to dress the fields, be able to feed the birds, be able to do and work in our situations, that we would know the position and our faith would be in God. That he, our perspective would shift from this worry onto a God who is able. That here Jesus is saying, don't worry about those things. That our faith would be placed in God, the one who is able to dress the fields and be able to feed the birds. I remember it was 20 years ago because my youngest was 1 year old. And there was just this season in my life where right up until that point, a good 30 years of my life, where I was just concerned and worried about a lot of things. And in particular, whenever it came time to go on holidays, I'll be like, Jeff, we got to rewrite the will. We got to do the will. It was like, it was concerning. Like, it was this real thing. It would grab hold of me. I would be concerned about it. It'd be like, what if anything happened to us and the kids, and then what happens with all the stuff and all the things? And it would rob me from enjoying this holiday. To the point that if, what's going to happen on the plane? What's going to happen if we go over into this place? What happens if we go into that activity? What should have been this joyous time was wrapped up with worry and concern about what if. Nothing even happened. There was nothing there to happen. But this worry and this concern had got hold of me that I couldn't enjoy the holiday. I couldn't fully relax. To be honest, it's been 20 years since then, and I'm like, Jeff, we better do a will. I don't know how out of date that thing is. Because there was this moment, there was this season in our life where I was on the road in the car for a lot of the time and a lot of the day. And so during that time, I'm like, I'm going to use this time. I'm in the car for 8 to 10 hours a day. I'm going to use it to pray, to listen to worship music, and listen to teaching. And so that was a good stint of a year and a half or something where there was just this a lot of driving done in my life. And so I would use that time to be able to pray, be able to hear what God would say, be able to listen to teaching and all these things. And what shifted in one of these moments whilst I was in my car, something that profoundly changed my life, was the scripture that God just illuminated in my life. And it was from 1 Peter 5:7. He says, "Cast all your cares on me, Michelle. Cast all your cares on me, Michelle, because I care for you." Can I tell you, since that time, there has been, like, to be honest, if people see me, I really don't worry about a lot. I don't worry about a lot. I'm not concerned too much about things. Probably the pendulum's really swung the other way, I think, in some regards. But what happened there without me really realizing, it was just this opportunity that I had in time spent in a car, and I'm like, there's only so much of Whitney Houston one can listen to. I'm going to be making use of this time while I'm in the car. And through the perspective change of not even realizing about the worry and all these other things, but the perspective change of putting in my life worship, putting in my life prayer, putting in my life time with God, that brought something that broke that back of worry and concern in my life. That shift of perspective from worrying about things that does not add anything to our life, worrying about things that aren't even there, it's what if they come, to be able to shift that to God, would it be prayer, would it be fasting, would it be worship time, that spending time in that, knowing that perspective of who God is, changes things in our life. Jesus gives us steps here, and he says that in our journey, in these steps moving forward, in our faith journey, wherever we are in this space, it looked different for each one of us. What is true for each one of us, and what he says here? He says, if you get this right, and on this day as we start 2024, what a great teaching and application should we put this into our lives, is to be able to seek first the kingdom of God. And he says here, he goes, when you seek first the kingdom of God, I did that somewhat accidentally, but it changed things in my life. That seeking first the kingdom of God, Jesus says, when you do that, all these other things will take care of themselves. Those things of seeking God first, as they take prominence in our life, as we put those things in first, all these other things will take care of themselves. So we're going to look at being able to do that. We have got, look at this, guys. We've got some, you're sitting on it maybe. You can pull these out. Also, there is a QR code that we can put up there. If you're watching online and you're like, I want to seek God first in this and the ways we can do that, there's a link there that you can click on, the QR codes on the chairs as well. And we're going to look at, as we look at seeking first the kingdom of God, as we look at seeking God first, kids, have you all got your sheets? Where are we at? Oh, you got one of those. They're the adult ones. You can look, these are the fun ones. If you haven't got one, if you wave your hands, I'm sure my friend Carly maybe is around. If not, you can get one on the way out. I'm going to go through yours first, kids. Is that good? Where are we at? Sloane. Do you know what I do love? I love that Elsa and Batman and Spider-Man showed up to church today. It was just fabulous. Everyone's here, the big family. But kids, here's one that as we look at seeking God first, kids, do you know what's happening in January? There is a fun holiday kids program that is going to be taking place over there in kids every Sunday across January. And what can happen as kids, as you're seeking God first, is that you can come to church every Sunday. And what I love when I hear some parents like, oh, my kids dragged me to church, to be honest. And I love hearing that because the kids program that we have is amazing. So why wouldn't you drag your family along to it? And so kids, there's one thing as we look at being able to put God first, to be able to come and prioritize what we can do in our lives of seeking God and being able to put Him first in our lives. And you ask how you do that. I can hear it. I know you're asking that. There are four steps in which we can help us to achieve some of these things that without putting legs to something and we're like, yeah, I just want to do that. I did that at the start, you know, but the health and surge fitness, and it didn't turn out well in 2023 for me. But as we apply some of these things, number one is to name the habit. That as we're seeking God first, what is something that we want to do? You got to name those things, that we will name the habit to be able to start small. Any optimistic friends in here where you're like, that's it, I am going to read the whole Bible in a month. Who's been there? I've been there. I've been there. Day four comes, like, I'm not doing that. Start small. Start small. And consistency matters. So as you, what I'd done many years ago is my think goal was just every day I'm going to read something in the Bible. Every day, I'm just, no matter how, if it's one verse, whatever it may be, I'm going to pick up that Bible and read it every day. And that becomes just a habit in us that now, coming down the track, you don't even think about reading the Bible every day. It just happens. And make it easy. Small goals. Not read the whole Bible in 1 month. What is it that you'll do to make that easy, to be achievable, to be able to consistently do that for the time that you nominate for, and track it. What we've got here on this amazing paper here is the tracking for January. If you're saying, okay, for the month of January, as we look to be able to put God first, seek His kingdom, and all those other things will take care of themselves, this is a great way to be able to track that. There's two parts to that. As we look at loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbours as ourselves, then we look at what does that look like for our lives, for our inner world and our outer world. And there are some suggestions here that will help us to achieve that. And on these cards, looking at our heart and this worship challenge. Likewise for us in this room, that if church isn't a regular thing for you, that through the month of January, make it that one of these habits, one of these things in being able to put God first, is that I'm going to commit to being at church every Sunday, be able to worship with the community here, to be able to lift and glorify God in your life and be able to set up that week well. That might be a starting point for you. To be able to listen to worship music and pray in the car, that through our commutes or dropping kids off or you might, wherever you're traveling to, use that time spent in a car to be able to listen to teaching, whatever it may be. In our soul, that connection, that we would meet with some soul friends, that what we love about journeying this faith journey is that we don't need to do that alone. That we can connect with others through that, that we can meet friends. There's some suggestions here that you might want to grab a book and read that together, ask questions, meet up, discuss what that looks like, maybe a chat group and be able to share about what you're reading, what's God saying to you. Be able to go from the how are you doing, how is your Christmas, to what's God saying, what's happening in your soul, and how are you being changed by that. Start a movement group. I started a walking group not long ago, but be able to get this moving group, be it walking or riding or swimming, whatever you may be doing, but then add that element of praying together, whether that's before or after or during, that there will be some sort of connection there with others. And that mind, that through scripture, that there would be that, whether that's starting to be a bit more regular in your Bible reading. In January, we're going to have Wisdom on Shuffle is our series, and that's speaking into Proverbs. And Proverbs has 31 chapters and January has 31 days. So you can read a chapter of Proverbs each day. Easy reading plan, somewhere where you could start, maybe tick that off each day for your reading. Or take on that chunk of reading for this year. You're like, I want to be consistent in the Word this year. There's a great reading plan in the YouVersion Bible, and that's Bible in a Year with Nikki and Pippa Gumbel. You can do that. That's all on here. And then loving God through our outer world, through our strength. That outworking of who we are. Picking a couple of habits here that you may want to strengthen. That when you look at these different areas, you're like, oh, I'm doing okay here, but this one could be strengthened a bit more. Whether that be through family and friends, having meals around the table, fitness, you know, when Serge is keeping on emailing you, you respond to them. Finances, that work, that passion area, to be able to meet someone in the area of your field that you enjoy, to be mentored and be developed more in that, and to have fun. Who's having some fun tonight to celebrate 2023? Yeah? If you're not, maybe plan some fun for tonight and be able to get that going for you. But all that to say, and there's suggestions there, and maybe there's different people in this room where you want to catch after the service and say, hey, do you want to be a soul friend this year or this month and be able to journey life together? But with all of that, it's about progress and not perfection. It's about taking steps. It's not about getting it right or ticking every box necessarily. It's about how can we progress and take a few steps in saying, God, I just want to put you first in my life. I want to have ways in which that I can tailor my time. We all have the exact amount of time. What we do with that time will determine how 24 ends. And for us at the start of this year, as followers of Jesus, that as we go back to the start, that we would seek first his kingdom. That we wouldn't be like everyone else and seek after these other things, but we would seek first the kingdom of God. That we would have Jesus dominate our lives. And in ways that we do that, we can just say that and it sounds great here on the 31st of December. But what's going to make the difference at the end of 2024 is what we do with our time. So this is just exceptional little way of starting to be able to say, okay, January, I'm taking you on. I'm going to get some habits in my life. I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to keep it consistent because God, I want you first. Above all these things that I love, my new Netflix movie and things are coming out, but God, that I would read that book that I want to read, that I would take on that Bible every day, that I would come and be consistent at church and make some soul friends that are going to make a kingdom difference. That's what we're encouraging with today, that as Jesus says those words to that multitude of people, do not worry about all those things. As we seek first his kingdom, all those things will take care of themselves. If that's you today and you're like, I want to put God first, I want to put some things in my life, I'm just going to ask you to stand and I'd love to pray for us. And we're going to come around the table in just a moment. It would look so different for each one of us, what we may write on here. But it's all about just taking those little steps and progressing towards taking steps closer to Jesus. So I'm going to pray for us. Lord, as each one of us stand here, Lord God, with our lives to say that as 2024 starts, that Jesus, we want to seek first your kingdom. That God, we want to put you first in our lives. We want our lives to be more and more reflective of who Jesus is. And that Lord, for each one of us, no matter what that looks like for us to be able to write down and take steps in 24, Lord, I pray there'd be no condemnation. Lord, that there would be grace. But Lord, that there would be a courage and boldness and a willingness, Lord God, to take those steps closer to you. that Jesus, I pray that your spirit would be at work in each one of us and that you would empower us, Lord, to walk boldly into 2024, seeking you first, Jesus. And that, Lord, there is that assurance, Lord, of a God who knows our life, a God who cares deeply about each one of us. And that, Jesus, I pray that your spirit would lead us into 24 in Jesus' name. We're going to take time around the table now to come around and be able to come and thank Jesus for all that he has done for us. He gave it all up that we would live lives and life abundantly, and that as we come around the table to remember what he has done for each one of us. And as we do that, that what is real and what I know is real has been in my life is that worry and concern and anxiety does grab hold of us at times. And I'd love just to pray for anyone who is walking through something and that you might just need prayer into that space. That as you come to the table, we got prayer teams down the front on either side of the stage here. That you can come and we'd love to pray for you. It might be something completely outside of what we've spoken about, but we'd love to pray for you. So as you're ready, why don't you come to the table, meet with Jesus, the one who has done it all for each one of us. So why don't you come?